This is a rare vision, stolen from a stone or glimpsed in the world, seen astrally or perhaps a vision gifted to you. However you obtained it, you get to see something very special. There is a young woman dressed in a short black robe. She clearly has nothing on beneath, for from your vantage point you glimpse her cleavage and her sex when she bends to inspect the river. Yes, a river, specifically the clay bed on the edge of the river. When you reach out toward her in your mind, the viewpoint zooms in, and you can hear her humming, singing merrily, proceeding about the act of creation. Taking clay in hand, she shapes it. Slowly, her hands are wet, soaked intentionally to allow easy shaping. She has a small bucket nearby for gathering choice clay, but she appears to have ignored it because she found a particularly fine seam of smooth clay. She is working the supple, soft material in her hands, rolling a ball from one to the other, running her nails along them, adding details, a perfect orb, and she adds veins with a simple flourish of her nails, which are really more like claws. Every detail mark makes them look throbbing. Her dress hikes up, revealing her pussy, and the robe's front lowers below her breasts. She bunches them together between her arms, nipples erect, the second ball forming, stuck to the first as she gradually bestows the entirety of the sculpture with wholeness. The seam between the two testicle shapes, veins being picked out, contours, wrinkles, and a certain bulging appearance. It's exquisite, and it's turning her on. Her slit is dripping her juices. Her nipples are pebbly, erect on display. And now, setting the testes aside, she has begun to shape a long cylinder of clay. And so lovingly caressed, her movements mirroring the stroking of the real thing. To see it is to have a hard time imagining it as anything other than the erect penis it is intended to represent. Her touch moves the clay in interesting ways, and not every change is reflected by a physical movement beforehand. It seems to know what shape she wants it to be, and is flowing towards its own. Every touch, her thumb and forefingers moving on the shaft, as though jerking it off, stroking it, trying to elicit spurts of cum. It is all exquisite in the extreme. When she eventually stops stroking, you see a curved and bulbous penile head, a frenulum, a back muscle, the looping, sulcular region where the head connects to the shaft. All are rendered in painstaking detail. And then she unites the shaft with the testes, creating a clay replica of a shaft and balls, which she jerks repeatedly. It can't get any harder, or so you think. At once her hands begin to glow. In contact with the clay, they cast off sparks. You watch one particularly forceful stroke as she sets the sculpture down on a flat surface, her other hand wiped clean on a cloth from her bag. She slides between her legs. She is still kneeling, bent forward position, which shows off her ass and her pussy. The fingers are sliding inside, spreading her moist, slicked tunnel. Dripping into her own palm, the witch begins bucking her hips forward and back as she strokes it, one forceful stroke again, this time as her palm and her fingers pass, the clay changes to dark, firm, thick, polished wood. She keeps stroking with the one hand while the one works away between her legs. Small moans, trembles, full body convulsions, and constant waves of heat rock her body a few times, causing her shoulders to shake with suppressed tension. Her sweet cries fill the forest clearing, and she sounds almost doubtful when she pulls her fingers away from her pussy and drips her own juices onto the long, hard, and now wooden shaft. The testes are still made of clay, her magic enchanting the figure, and it begins to glow from within when she applies her juices to it, oiling it, lacquering it, varnishing the entire rigid firmness with her juices as though she longed to shove it inside herself. Slowly the shaft bends as though it were once more clay and soft clay, but it stays wooden. It falls from an erection to a half-mast erection. Then she begins jerking it so hard it returns to full uprightness in a moment, a sculpture under the influence of magic. She jerks it in a way which has many stops and starts. "Oh, you like that, don't you?" she says teasingly. "This is exactly what you wanted. Why do you look so wanton, so horny? Aren't you getting everything you need?"